This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The strangest things happen in real life, don't they? 7 after the hour, this is a moderately strange radio program called The DJV Show, starring Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Victoria is out today because she's got bad allergies. I just took a Claritin so I could be on the Zoom list pretty quickly, although Claritin doesn't work. I took a Benadryl, what, 2-3 weeks ago on a Sunday night. Monday I sounded like a zombie, but it's supposed to be...
My favorite, and I feel like a... a sommelier of allergy pills.
Yes, right, yeah.
I really like Zyrtec, and they're not paying me to say that, but I do take that every single day.
All right.
Before and you I can feel it.
Doesn't make you sleepy?
Doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Well, okay, I mean, I'm just in a constant state of exhaustion, so I haven't noticed. I just say, what do you know?
Right. Wake up, rise and shine, boys and girls. Just for the fun of it, we're all here, our furry friends and us. The flowers are in the studio, and we're ready to go with the story from West Virginia about how they are encouraging people to get their shots. Notice there's a double entendre there. Because if you get...
Very good. That was very good. Right. Got to give credit where credit is due. So West Virginia is giving away... They're like all the other states. You know, these...
Right.
So silly.
Shots.
Now it's like the people who are kind of more hesitant, they're trying to incentivize you. So Krispy Kreme, they made the announcement they've given away like 1.5 million or 2 million donuts to everybody who's been vaccinated. They give away a free donut. The states are giving away money and lottery tickets. I know in California, in Los Angeles, they're giving away season seats to the Lakers and to the Kings. I think in New York, the Yankees are giving away season seats as part of a vaccine lottery. Well, West Virginia, they know their audience to try to incentivize how to get people in to get shots. They're giving away guns, trucks, and cash. This sounds good to me. Guns, trucks, and cash. I like it. That's a country song. Right. To incentivize state residents to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The governor with the best name ever, Jim Justice, made this announcement on Tuesday. And the program is going to run from Father's Day on June 20th all the way through August the 4th. During the first drawing on Father's Day, the state plans to give away 5 custom hunting rifles and 5 custom hunting shotguns. Yeah. Mm. They'll also give out 2 brand new custom outfitted trucks and 5 lifetime hunting and fishing licenses. So vaccinated residents stand to win 1 of 25 getaways as well to the state parks. That's kind of smart. They'll also give away 2 4-year scholarships to any state educational institution.
What's
That's
the
huge.
Level of people getting shots there? What's the percentage of people who have so far been vaccinated in West Virginia? You really know?
It says 51.1% of the population have received at least 1 dose of the vaccine.
Okay.
But they're outperforming, and they're outperforming the national figure, which is 50.5. So they're doing pretty good. But this is just an enhancement to that. Which, I mean, these prizes sound pretty cool. A free college education.
Right.
No, but guns, state park getaways, a custom truck, and a college degree, please.
Woo-hoo. All right, speaking of giveaways, Jay, will you give the background info on the Father's Day contest that we're running here, which is participatory engagement in our social media? But what's the scoop? What are the prizes, and what do we give to people if they are smart enough to engage themselves in what we're looking at here?
Yeah, some works tools in the prize pack, an epic circular saw, and a pressure washer. If there is a dad, father figure in your life, your spouse, somebody that you feel like could totally do well with this prize, tell us about them. Just go to Facebook or Instagram, I should say. You can do either which one to become eligible. At DJV Show is the handle, and tell us about them. All of the rules are on DJVShow.com.
Yes. DJVShow.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff.
There are 3 to give away. So there's 3 prize packs to give away. 1 this week, 1 next week, and 1 the following week. So this week's giveaway will end at 11:59 a.m. this coming Friday, Eastern time. So get in on it.
Now, what are you getting for people already entering? What kind of stories are you getting from folks about their father. Because the focus, obviously, is Father's Day. What's the deal with you and your dad? Kind of. Any good stories yet?
You got to go find out. You got to go read them and find out.
Oh. There you go. There's the tease in her. DJV, it's Twitter, at DJV Show, Instagram as well, facebook.com/DJV Show. So apparently, Jennifer, there's a right-wing conspiracy. Wow.
I love those.
Another
what
one.
What are we doing this time? Yes.
This is a group suing Major League Baseball and its commissioner, Rob Manfred, because they want the All-Star game to go back to Georgia. And they're suing
for
$100 million in damages.
Well, yeah, think about, so here's the thing. Think about what forget Atlanta, but what a city, just fill in the blank, does to get ready for the All-Star game. I mean, yeah. I can tell you that the renovations that Dodger Stadium made, because they were supposed to have the All-Star game in 2020, but it was canceled because of the pandemic. I mean, they made a ton of improvements to the stadium.
So why didn't they just go back there after? That's not fair. Why didn't they just...
Because they already had a city in mind. So then Atlanta was the next city on the list, and they had spent all that money.
Yep.
And so they moved this out because they said that this voting bill was somehow racist. It's so ridiculous. Right. The false news on this. Read the bill before you decide if it's racist or not. And then if you read it, tell me what in it is racist.
The leader
like
of
Jay
this...
says, people read the headlines and they don't actually read the story. Read the
for
story.
For those of you who
want
to be able... to make choices. This all started with a fellow that runs Delta Airlines. His name is Ed Bastian. He blasted the law as unacceptable, and then it just took off from there.
Major League Baseball moved it out of Atlanta, and so Atlanta is like, well, wait a second. We just put all this money in to revitalize our downtown and to get ready. And so this group, this advocacy organization that represents a bunch
Job
of small businesses.
Job Creators Network, it's called.
Yeah. In Atlanta, they filed suit against Major League Baseball, and already those businesses were hurting because of the pandemic. And then you take away this game, and they want Major League Baseball to pay $100 million in damages to local and state
small businesses. Wow, the real damage, and then they want $1 billion in punitive damages.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. So where actually is the All-Star? It's gone to Denver, right? Isn't that where they moved it to?
Which the joke is that Colorado has more restrictive voting laws than Atlanta. Than Georgia.
Well, this
so
is
they moved it out of one place because it's racist, and they moved it to a place with more restrictive voter ID laws.
So if you don't, I think this is ridiculous. So if you want to make an impact and you feel strong about this and you're going on a trip, don't take Delta. Because he's the guy who started it. The guy who runs
This is what they're saying. I mean, just to give you an idea of what the cities go through, they had 8,000 hotel reservations canceled. Mm-hmm. They had all the revenues from ticket sales, 41,000 fans from the Home Run Derby, all the different games that they do. According to the Cobb County financial officer, they were supposed to get a $2 million robust return on their $2 million investment to host the events. Typically, these events generate $37 million to $190 million for their host communities. And if you're worried about race, Atlanta is a minority-majority city. It's 51% African-American as opposed to Denver, which is only 9% African American. So,
I wasn't worried
who are you hurting
that,
here? Who are you hurting here?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's a bunch of false reality, false values. Now, yesterday we were talking about the situation with Naomi Osaka, and apparently a bunch of people have lined up with her who don't really want to. If I understand this correctly, the issue is she's withdrawn from the French Open because she has a mental health question, right? Is that really, I think that's how...
That's what she said, that she suffers from anxiety and that speaking to the news media is, it is bad for her health, her mental health, and so she chose not to, but it's in her contract that she has to, and so there was this big back and forth, and so she just withdrew. And,
figures have come out to support her, too, it would appear.
Yeah, well, I'm all for personal responsibility. So here's the thing. She was having anxiety. It wasn't a good move for her. It was not good for her game. It wasn't good for her person. And so she made the decision. She knew it wasn't in line with her contract. And so she pulled out. What's wrong with that? I don't know why people are.
Just as a general question, people who are, this is a public figure. By choice, she's become a tennis star. She's very, very good, probably the best in the world. So she has to be out in front of people anyway. Yeah. Is it a, does this affect her when she's playing? Is she thinking about the crowd, or can she shut the crowd out and just focus on the game? That's a real talent. And
well, she's really good, so apparently she must know how to shut it out at some point.
Yeah. Well, and it's also when they go, when athletes go and talk to the media, oftentimes after a loss, or even if there's a win and there's a, another big match or a game or something coming up, and they start to cause doubt, the media starts to cause doubt because they ask these questions of like, well, you know, you're pretty awful when you're on red clay, so what do you, like, how do you think you're going to do in the next match coming up? And they get in their heads.
Congratulations.
I mean, you stink. I think that it goes to be someone who is successful. I mean, she's going to have to get over that at some point. But, you know, what I think I would have a problem with it if she said, I'm not talking to the media and you can't make me leave. And she was violating her contract. In this case, she knew it was a distraction. She knew she was violating her contract. And so she walked out. And that is
very responsible about it.
Yeah, and that, and that's detrimental to her career. What she's doing right now is detrimental to her career. But, you know, she's making a choice.
She's ranked number two in women's tennis. She was recently number one. She beat Serena Williams. And when she did, the crowd booed her. I mean, this 20-year-old young lady. Because she beat Serena. Serena's so beloved. And Serena even had to tell people, like, hey, that knock that off. That's not acceptable. No more booing.
People are so cruel. Some people are just so cruel. The trending report, the download at DGVShow.com, most recent one, focuses on the Father's Day listener giveaway that we're talking about here, that we're doing on the DJV program. Also, the mall that was evacuated in Dallas because there were, it sounded like gunshots, but it wasn't. Everybody gets all worked up about anything that sounds like that. Simon Cowell pulling the X Factor out of Israel. You want to find out that story and where else the X Factor is playing. Check it out. Podcast at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
When you see a headline that reads Wahlburger star dead, first thing you think of is it's one of the Wahlburgers, right? And that's not the case. Although this guy, Henry Lown, I was known as Nacho, was one of the entourage members of Mark Wahlberg's group. That's the group that inspired the TV show Entourage. So apparently he passed away here in Massachusetts at the age of 54. I'm not sure. He had problems breathing, apparently. So there's that headline, and the answer to the headline, or the results of the headline being clarified. 20.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Star of the day is Jay Kirshner, along with Victoria. Well, not with Victoria today, because she's got the Ugga Buggas, thanks to all of the allergy stuff going around. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're looking at the trending stuff. And again, a reminder about the Father's Day prize, the promo. Go to our social media, and what do you get? Sounds like vippity-boppity-boo. What do you get if you decide you want to engage in our contest, Jay?
The Works Father's Day Prize Pack, which is Works Tools, the Nitro 40V circular saw, and the
40 volts,
and the electric pressure washer. Now, this is a prize pack valued at $370. We want to hear about the special dad in your life, whether it's your own dad, your grandfather, your spouse, and also dads. You can win this for yourself. Go ahead and feel free to brag on yourself. Just tell us about the special dad in your life, even if it's yourself.
Why not?
Facebook and Instagram, and that's how you are entered to win. And we're going to pick a winner at the end of this week. Eligibility for this week's prize pack ends Friday, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Not p.m., 11:59 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. And if you, it's the American way to talk about yourself anyway, so why not? Help yourself. Tell your story. Speaking of stories, Lance Bass from NSYNC and his husband are going to have twins with a surrogate. What do we know about the surrogate?
They're going to have one boy, one girl. Now, they've gone through many hoops. They've gone through nine different egg donors, tons of hurdles. One of the surrogates, an egg donor, was pregnant back in 2018, suffered a miscarriage. They have a new one, and there was, you know, not an issue, but they were saying before in interviews that they didn't know whose sperm they were going to use, so it looks like they decided on one of each.
Huh. One of each of their sperm? They use their sperm?
Oh. Yeah.
So how do they, how's
Michael
that work?
Michael are about to have possible? So many sleepless nights.
How do you make that work?
Because they're twins. Yeah.
I know, but how do you get the two sperms to join in together and plant it that way? Is the turkey baster method, is that good?
No, you do it with one embryo each, and then you implant them.
So they put the embryo into the uterus of the mother.
Yes.
I get it.
Okay. Yes, and I think that, don't they typically do more, like multiples, just because they don't always attach?
Yeah, right. I actually, now I'm thinking about it, my daughter went through in vitro, and she had two. She started out, the first two didn't work, and the third one did with two, but only one survived. And there he is, that marvelous Miles. Fabuloso. What a character he is, man. He'll be here in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure he's now old enough to become my co-star here. I'm sure he's going to wander in and want to talk to all the girls. All right. Speaking of all the girls, Jennifer Lopez taking Ben Affleck off the market. And so what's going on? We haven't heard about these two for a couple of days now.
Bring us up to date. Right? Super serious.
I mean, they're basically boyfriend-girlfriend. Yeah. They're going steady, and it's the cutest thing. But they're still each making their kids their top priorities, which I feel like everybody should.
What do you suppose Jennifer...
That's what I was going to say. Jennifer Garner thinks about all this. Yeah.
I like to think that she's supportive and she's here for it, and she just can't wait to raid J-Lo's closet and they can be best friends. In the land of God.
That's not it, but I love it.
Story time. Closet.
Yeah. All right. There's Michelle Pfeiffer getting ready for a return. She's going to be in Ant-Man and the Wasp is a sequel to both of them. And what she, but I don't see her as a superhero at all. She's just skinny.
Well, that's because you haven't seen the film Ant-Man and the Wasp. She already was. She's the original Wasp, and she gets stuck in the quantum realm, and they have to go and get her. Spoiler alert. But in the upcoming Ant-Man and Wasp Quantum Mania, set for a 2023 release, Michelle Pfeiffer had posted to Instagram a photo or a video of her working out, and I mean, she is crushing the treadmill. Girlfriend's fast.
She's
and
hot.
To become a superhero at the age of 60, that's epic. That's awesome. That's right. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Her daughter is really Angelina like Lily. I can see her buffing up, but I don't see Pfeiffer. It'll be interesting to see what they do with her in the film. All right, so that's that story. 28 after the hour. Lots of stories here. Continue on the DJV program.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations continue on Wednesday between Democrats and Republicans regarding a massive infrastructure upgrade. President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Wednesday. Maine Independent Senator Angus King telling CNBC he believes the bill needs to be bipartisan.
There's got to be compromise. The president has indicated, I heard him, you know, I was in the Oval Office with a group of Democrats and Republicans. He said, I'm ready to compromise. And I think he is. So they've got to come up with a pay for plan that, you know, causes everybody a little bit of hurt.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration at the state's southern border to augment additional resources to efforts addressing the humanitarian crisis at the border. This as new video shows smugglers abandoning a five-year-old alone at the Texas border. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On Tuesday, President Biden marked the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma. The president traveled to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and said victims of the dark time deserve ongoing recognition and respect. Biden also saying he plans to handle racial inequality head on. Regarding racial inequality, former HUD director Ben Carson tells Fox News the Trump administration also was working to bridge the gap between African Americans and whites.
Well, it was a topic of much discussion during the previous administration, and I think we made a lot of progress. You know, I don't think that it really does any good to sit there and say we did better than you did. But what we really need to do is build on what each administration previously has done. When you look at what's happened over the last 100 years, there's been a vast improvement. Is there still room for more improvement? Absolutely. And when we're talking about making more grants available for small and disadvantaged businesses and communities, I'm all for that. As long as we don't attach, you know, a particular race or color to it, let's deal with those who are disadvantaged, those who are small, those who have a lack of opportunity. That's what this country is about, providing opportunities for people.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can hear us around the world, around the clock.
Kind of a cool thing, the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, Victoria, off today. So I'm going to try to keep Jennifer contained with her double entendres here. There was a cyber attack on the world's biggest meat processor, which has... Sort of a meat hack, if you will.
I'm over it now.
Are you really? Good for you. 9 U.S. beef plants are closed. Poultry production down to next to nothing. Pork plants owned by the Chinese shut down. Brazil is the problem is the company that controls about a quarter of the world's beef supply is a Brazilian company. But they have influence all around the world, obviously, because of the amount of beef that they produce. And so here we go again with another hack. And if you don't think this is going to affect you, well, how the people ask, well, how's this going to affect me? I guarantee you that within 24 hours, the cost of hamburger and steak will be up by $1 a pound. All right? That's where...
100%. No doubt.
And when you go to a restaurant and order a big, thick, juicy steak, if you paid $12 for it last week, you'll pay $15 for it this week. All right, so what's the story behind the story, Jennifer? Who's doing, is this the usual suspect, or are these are the usual, the Russian hackers are at it again?
Well, that's what they keep saying, but according to JBS, which is the largest
the
producer globally, they said they've made significant progress to resolve the cyber attack that majority. That's the question. And they have the vast majority of their plants, they say, operational by hopefully Wednesday. Their system's coming back online. They're not sparing any resources to fight this threat. But the cyber attack forced the shutdown of all of their beef plants, their facilities that account for almost a quarter of Americans' supply of beef, according to an official with the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. And so the country's going to see some disruption, according to this report. Now, who's behind this? I don't know. They believe that it's the Revil hackers that operate in Russia. According to
why are we soft pedaling this? But it's obvious who's doing this. Why do we soft pedal it?
Oh, allegedly.
And here's the thing. The reason people do things, we've all gotten those Nigerian bank schemes, right?
Right.
The reason that they're coming is because somebody obviously has responded.
Calls for it. Yeah.
The calls about the Social Security Administration calling you all the time. Somebody obviously falls for it.
Kid, folks. Social Security Administration doesn't call anybody. The guys working in the office don't even call their wives. So
that's right. They want nothing to do with you. But this is... The thing that I guess it boggles me is that this seems to be kind of like the new normal now. We heard about the Colonial Pipeline. Now we've heard about the beef supply. This is very serious. And if we don't get this in hand, this is a huge threat. I mean, so often when we think about war, we think about sending men to battle. But this is the new war that can be launched from somebody's basement sitting in Belarus. I mean, it's like I think we have to get on the same page. And this is a criticism of the Biden administration, but it would be a criticism no matter who is there.
Yeah.
The response from them with the Colonial Pipeline saying that it's the private business's decision to negotiate with these people or not is not acceptable. I think there needs to be a
pretty
hard line across the board statement that says we do not negotiate with people. This is terrorism. Holding back the beef supply in the United States, that is terrorism. Holding back gasoline and energy and causing gas lines, that is terrorism. We have zero tolerance for negotiating with terror. And we need to have a plan in place so when this happens to a company, we can say, here's what you do, best practices. You do not pay the ransom. Because obviously this company probably paid the ransom, which is why they're coming back online. We've got to stop doing that because it's only setting an example that this is what Americans do. And we're just going to expect more of this if that's the case.
All right. So be prepared to pay more in the supermarket or the butcher shop or wherever you go, because that's going to happen starting right now. All right, so let's see. But we were talking about the prize in West Virginia, the guns and stuff for getting a vaccine. If you're looking around the country, those of you who are listening in New Mexico know this story already, but the rest of the country may not. Starting now, New Mexico is offering a huge cash prize for people who get vaccinated. Didn't somebody in Ohio win $1 million already in a lottery there? I think that was the other day.
Yeah, a young woman. What was she, 20, 22?
Yeah, right. Okay. So now the state of New Mexico is offering the largest single cash prize of any of the states. So listen up. If you're vaccinated and a resident, you register with the Vax to the Max portal in New Mexico, you can win $10 million. How about that? $5 million first prize, and then a bunch of prizes that are $1 million. So this beats the Ohio thing by 10 times, actually. So if you or your family members get vaccinated, you join the lottery, and there are like 55% of the residents. What would we say, 51 in West Virginia? So it's better in New Mexico, I guess, Jennifer. 55% are fully vaccinated. They want to get to 70% as quickly as possible. California has a lottery. What other states are having a lottery where there's actually a cash prize. You can get, it's easy, there you get a $250,000 prize in various parts of the state as well as the statewide prize. So there's all kinds of cash floating around there. Vax to the max, NM.org. If you're in New Mexico, can you come in from outside? Like, can you come from Arizona?
Just get shots everywhere. I'm the world's most vaccinated person.
Yeah, right. That's a good question. What happens if you get more than one shot? What happens if you, like, I do silly stuff when I took all of the, Levitra and Cialis and Viagra all in one day?
You admit to a lot of crazy stuff. Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody wants me to go to jail because I admitted to 25 years ago doing the voting thing. All right, so now let's see what happens to you, though. I would like to know what happens to you if you have, let's say, two shots of Pfizer. Sounds like you're going to a bar. Two shots of Moderna.
Right.
And a shot of Johnson & Johnson. That's quite a cocktail.
I want to try them all.
I feel like you might, like, glow in the dark.
You think? Really,
stick to the refrigerator when you walk by it.
Right, yeah. Not a good idea. The Vatican is out. The Pope is broadening the Catholic Church's definition of sexual abuse, Jennifer, specifying that adults now can be victimized as well as the youngsters who have been abused by the priests. And there's some lay people that got involved in the action as well, it would seem. The Pope has changed the laws of the Church to address shortcomings. Really, isn't that a gentle way of looking at what has gone on there for decades, perhaps for centuries?
How about the protection? Let's talk about the people who help protect the sex abuser.
Cardinal Law.
The
guys like that, yeah. Right. They got protected by the Church. He was the cardinal.
Well,
the
for so long, they'd move people around. We had a church, a priest at our church who was accused of touching kids inappropriately, and he was just moved to another parish. Like, what is that going to do?
Happened thousands of times. Did you grow up? You didn't grow up in the Catholic Church, did you? I don't think you did. I don't remember us talking about it.
Me?
We're Jay.
I'm Lutheran.
Yeah, you're the only Jay here. Oh, that's right.
I couldn't tell if you said Jay or Jed. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm Lutheran.
That's all right. Lutheran, okay. So anyway, there's no punishment for failing to report suspected crimes. Bishops had more discretion before than they do now under this new rule. But to mention what Jennifer just alluded to, I can give you probably the best example, although there are a dozen or more good examples of cardinals in the country who really who put these plans together. It wasn't that they were just complicit. They were actively doing what they had to do or what they thought they had to do to protect their pals. And in Boston, it was rampant. Cardinal Law, who was a priest and then he became a bishop and yada, you know the whole story how that happens. So he protected hundreds of priests. He was found out, there was some suggestion that he was in on the action himself. So the night before he, apparently because of the way the Boston police work and all the Catholics in the police department, they told the archbishop he was going to be arrested on a Tuesday. So he gets a call Tuesday afternoon. We're going to come over and arrest you, wink, wink, tomorrow morning. So what does he do? He gets on a plane for Rome that night, never to be seen again, and is inside the Vatican, which is protected from external law. So that's where he lived until he died. That's the kind of stuff that the Catholic Church did. I don't know if they're still doing it. Apparently under this Pope, that's not the case. Imagine.
I think it feels a lot better as someone who's a Catholic. They say, I mean, they're openly addressing it now at masses, which I think is a huge deal.
Should be doing it. All right. Elon Musk's rest stop vision for the future right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the ASUS ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. There is a real problem in America, and by the way, it's not just in America, it's all around the world. After the pandemic, we're running out of everything. We were just talking about the meat shortage because of the cyber attack, but there's a meat shortage anyway. There's a shortage of electronics. There's a shortage of lumber. Have you tried to buy any lumber in the last week or two and what it costs? There's a shortage of clothing. There is a shortage of cars. There's pretty much, we're running out of everything, and the prices, you see, this is what's going to bring about inflation. People are not, there's nobody wants to talk about this because nobody
it
wants to admit.
It already is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, go to a rent, any place. It just is really amazing as to what is going on and how much these shortages are going to amount to in terms of what we pay for things. It really is. I mean, I'm talking about pretty much across the board. It's a tremendous problem, and it's not really being addressed. I don't think it is anyway. Okay, CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, serious about opening up a 1950s-style diner at all of the Tesla supercharger stations. Back to the future. Here we go.
Well, Tesla, why not? You might as well charge people for the coffee they're drinking while they're charging up, right?
Right, or are you going to have a hamburger? Actually, pretty smart. He's applied for a trademark for this restaurant, and the first one is going to be in Santa Monica. Do you know where they're doing it? I'd be very curious.
No idea.
As to where they're doing it.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think they're calling it the Supercharger Station Cafe or something like that. They're going to put them near shopping centers so you can charge up your vehicle, get something to eat, and go shopping. Pretty smart, right? Isn't that, I mean, it is.
Capitalism, yep.
Yeah, it's very smart. But, again, the capitalism also, to go back to the shortage stuff for a minute, there are going to be shortages of everything, and I don't see any leadership here trying to stopgap. We're, you know, the global, it's not just here, but it's pretty much everywhere. And I just don't see anybody's doing anything about it except telling people, oh, you're going to pay more for this, that, and the other thing. I'm so happy I have my own access to things on the farm. I have a wood mill. We cut the trees down. We run them through the sawmill so that we can get 2x4s, 1x6s, whatever we want. But that's not the average person.
We're all coming to your house when things get real.
Well, thank you. 10 before the hour. You're welcome, Jennifer.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars.
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the hour, there are the Barks. There they are. The Cougars. I have some, I didn't tell you this. We have peacocks on the farm now.
Did I tell you that last week? I can't remember.
No, you hadn't told me that, no.
Yeah, peacocks. What are they best known for? Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here on the DJV program. So what are peacocks good for other than making a lot of noise and looking good?
You know, I've been doing this
a lot
for
of
40
people that I've dated over my life. Excuse me. Yes,
I've been doing this for 40 years, Doug. And I've never been called the train a peacock before. So I'm not a peacock specialist. However, they are beautiful, and they're amazing to watch. I have friends of mine that live right here in Southern California. Have peacocks, you know, just roaming around the neighborhood or the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of training, I just let them be. They're beautiful. Let them. If you're good looking, you have to do anything. Come on.
That sounds like a sexist remark, for sure.
I didn't say male or female, Doug. Now, come on, don't put me
in. Okay.
If you're good looking.
That's it. All right, so how do you keep your dog's coat healthy is a question from somebody that I thought was worth passing along to you. How do you, is it food? Are they supplements? You've got your supplements that are so fabulous, Hugs and Kisses, which you can find, by the way, folks, by going to hugsandkisses.com, or you can find them on the Pet Show, Warren's own proprietary brand of the vitamins and minerals you need for your cat, your dogs. It's really very cool. I feed it to Daisy every day. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm using it for treats now.
when she
That's
does
what most people
supposed.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to, and you don't have to let your dog know it's good for them. Right? You don't have to tell your dog or cat it's good for you. Just let them think it's a treat. You know. You know, that's a great point you brought up about shedding and dander and dry skin and coat. That's my whole basis of the hugs and kisses. The number one ingredient, or one of the most important ingredients, is lecithin, and there's also biotin.
Yep.
And when it comes to skin, when it comes to coat, when it comes to shedding, dander, dry skin, those are the things that are most important. The problem with so many things on the market that people try, and I'm not just bragging about my own, there are other good products out there, is that they have the stuff that the dog needs in it, but it's not absorbed. So in other words, you're paying $50 for something that your dog is pooping out. So it's important to make sure that, that a supplement, like Hugs and Kisses, for example, is made so that the lecithin, the biotin, the glucosamine, all of that stuff is actually absorbed and doing what it should be doing. So from a skin and coat, that is the number one reason. And we have the brand new Hugs and Kisses, but years ago, almost 35 years ago, the reason I developed it was specifically, I used to use another product, no longer around, the reason I developed it was because of the consistent shedding that I heard about, the dander, the dry skin, the constant scratching, the loss of hair, allergies, all of that important. So, yeah, skin and coat is really critical. It's important to use a supplement for your pet to maintain the skin and coat, but just make sure that the dog or cat can absorb what's important for them.
Daisy is shedding a lot. Bulldogs do. But she's also, I've been trying to find, and I know we've talked about this before, and sometimes I hold on to the ideas you pass along. Sometimes I they go in one ear and out the other.
Thank you, Doug.
I didn't mean it that way. The idea of trying to deal with ticks, the ticks here are awful. I got her one of those all-natural tick collars. Smells like the stuff that's chemicals, but it isn't. And the ticks are still on her. Every last night coming back from Western Mass, I pulled four ticks off of her. And I've been spraying her with stuff. She's getting tick baths, all that. It doesn't seem to make any difference.
You know, ticks are going to be there. I mean, when I was training years ago, and I was doing a lot of work in doing military and police dogs, whenever you have a dog in a forest, a weeded area, you're going to get ticks. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Right.
So I just recommend that you kind of check your dog every day. Usually don't see the ticks when they first bite, because until they start sucking the blood, that's when that pouch gets bigger. But here's the most important thing. A lot of people try to take a tick out of their dog by themselves. And if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. What they'll do is they'll pull it out. They'll break that sac. That's where all the bad stuff is in that sac, and it gets into the dog's blood. So you have to actually remove the tick from the head first. There are tools on the market. You can have your vet do it. A groomer will do it. But unless you really know what you're doing, years ago people say, put a match on the back. It'll back out. None of that works. The bottom line is you got to get it out by the head.
Or in the dog's skin.
Exactly.
So what happens if you see signs of your dog being depressed? And that happens, I think, sometimes a little stuff, sometimes a big stuff. When you know your dog is needing help, what do you do? How do you
distract? You distract him. You find the things that he does have interest. I was just going to do a segment on my show this week on the importance of playing with your dog. But so many people play with their dog in a way they want to play. If you were to come to my home, you would call the psychologist and psychiatrist to take me away right off the bat. Because when I play with my dog, I don't play the way I would play as a human being. I get down on all fours and I snuggle. I push him around with my head. I play the way dogs play. So if you have a dog that's bored or a dog that's depressed, the best thing to do is distract him a little bit, introduce new things to his environment, and maybe it's you that's boring the dog, so maybe you should change your attitude as well and start changing the way you deal
with it. Get a life. Warren Eckstein, the pet.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.